Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning's text is one that over the past few years has been very precious to me. And today's message is going to be a cross between the exegetics of the text and personal sharing. It says, "For me to live is Christ, but to die is gain. If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor to me. Yet what shall I choose? I cannot tell. I am hard pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary on your account." The text. Paul is in prison. Paul could face the death penalty for sedition and for rioting. Paul had a vision. He had seen himself surviving this and going on. But still, he was looking down the barrel of a gun. Or I should say, since it's Roman times, he was looking down the blade of a sword. One that would kill him, perhaps. And as he faced that possibility, and as he thought about death, he utters those words, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." He was saying very much what I told the children. I win or I win. Now, of course, one of those wins is getting to go to heaven. And that is what we all look forward to. We all look forward to the day that we will stand before the Lord and see Him in all His glory and in all His grace. And we will see those who have died before us in Christ. And we'll all be together. And it will be for eternity. And we'll know only peace and joy. Yeah, that's the better of the two wins. Paul says, "I also win if I stay. Because I still have purpose and mission and meaning in life, in serving my Lord." He says there that I'm hard-pressed between the two. Literally, what he's saying is, I'm in a sack hemmed in on three sides and I can't move. That's how constricted I am about which one to choose if it were to be mine to choose. Which should I choose? Now, he does go on later in this reading to say, no, I am going to live through this. Because it is better for you that I should. I desire to be with Christ, but I know He wants me to be with you. There's nothing like staring down the barrel of a gun to put life and priorities and everything else in perspective. There's an old saying, there are no atheists in foxholes. And that's very much true. You know, when the prospect that you are going to be deployed or you're going out on patrol and that you are not going to come back, knowing that there is more to this life than just that kind of end is important. You need to know that. You need to be sure of that. Perhaps you've been robbed. My son Christopher was robbed at gunpoint at the Blockbuster where he used to work. He literally stared down the barrel of a gun. He hasn't forgotten that. I understand why. I've never had that experience. Hope to never have it either. But in that moment, what was life? What was death? It all seemed to be coming at him right at that one moment. Maybe you have not stared down the barrel of a gun literally. Maybe it's been more metaphoric. Maybe it's been when that car hit you in the intersection. And in those few seconds as your car was spinning around on that wet road, you had time to think about life and death and your family and heaven and hell and all those things before the car came to a stop, before you knew what the outcome would be. Or for me, or for Dottie back here who's being treated, it was staring down the metaphorical barrel of the cancer gun. For me, it was knowing you had advanced cancer. They were going to operate, yes, they were going to do chemotherapy. Yes, it was treatable, but there was that possibility. There was that possibility that you would not make it. And between my diagnosis and when I went in for surgery, it all happened so fast. My head was spinning. Quite frankly, I didn't worry about the death part because I knew about heaven. I knew for me to die would be better gain because I would be in heaven with my Lord, and that's the outcome I've always looked forward to, whether a long life or a short life. That didn't worry me. I knew where I was going to be. And with that, I could be at peace because Christ had given me peace with God. But what about Sharon? What about Joshua, Christopher, Richard? What about my mother, who was still living at the time? What about my sister and her husband? What about my congregation? What about the rest of my family and my friends? It was anxious moments, making contingency plans, saying, if I don't come out of this, do this. If I don't come out of this, do that. Staring down that metaphorical gun barrel and realizing that mortality isn't that far away from you, when really mortality isn't that far away really from any of us. But to be that close, to know you're that close, to know, you know, to know right then, I guess it was. Now, you might say everybody, of course, wants to live. Everybody does. That's built into human beings. We want to survive. But you see, Christians are at peace with death because we know the cross of Christ. We know the death that He died on that cross. The suffering He endured was for us and was for our sin and was for our sake. He took God's judgment. He took our guilt. He suffered what would be the pain of hell for us on that cross and died in our place. We share in that death through faith, through our baptism. We share in the death that He died in our place, but we also share in the life He had as He rose from the grave, as He is now seated at the right hand of God. We share in that life eternal. We know that when we step out of this body, we step before God's presence. And for us, there could be no better outcome. There is no better destination. There is no better way for this world to end for us than to go and be with our Lord. In fact, we look forward to that day. And those of us who have had loved ones die before us, who have died in Christ before us, we look forward to that day we're going to stand with them before the throne of God. We have this confidence because of Christ, because of His cross, because He defeated death, because He has given us the gift of faith to know this to be true about death, about heaven, about salvation. Now, nobody likes the process of dying. That's the transition point between this and the next. And no, nobody looks forward to that. Nobody wants to feel that suffering. Right? I didn't either. But if I live, if God does not take me to be in His heavenly home, in my heavenly home, if I wake up after surgery, if I get through the next chemotherapy treatment, and I live, what does that mean? To live just for ourselves, to live for our wants, to live for our desires, to live for enjoyment or just for the sake of living, to live to feel that we get our share out of what's coming to us in life, like these workers in the vineyard who thought they would get more, living even for just the sake of family doesn't bear the fruit that God looks for. It doesn't bear the fruit that Christians want to bear in life as we continue on living, as our heart beats. What we want is to live for Christ, to live on honoring Him, serving Him, worshiping Him with our whole mind and our whole body and our whole soul. To continue to be, as Paul says earlier in that chapter, a slave of Christ. To be His hands and His feet in this world. To bring to bear on our world, that can be a very dark place at times, God's grace and God's love and God's compassion and God's forgiveness. To bring all of that to not only our family and our friends, but especially to those who do not know Jesus Christ as Savior, and their opportunity to know Him comes through us. We're the ones who are sent out. We're the ones who speak the gospel. We are the ones who convey God's word to them. Now, God does the work in changing them, but we carry the word. Paul is celebrating living as well as dying, because he knows that his labor in Christ is not going to be fruitless. It will result in fruit. No, he may not be rich and famous and powerful and all those other things that the world counts as having a good life, but what he will produce, what God will do through him as a servant of Christ, is produce eternal fruit. Eternal fruit in those he touches, his family, his friends, strangers, those who do not know Christ. He will produce fruit that will last through death and into all of eternity as a savior of Christ. So for him, really, to live as Christ, being Christ in this world, telling of Christ in this world, and to die is gain. He couldn't lose. As I stared down the barrel of my gun, cancer, I couldn't lose. Yes, I had concerns and worries, but I also knew that should God take me home, He would not abandon my family. He would not abandon Sharon and Josh and Chris and Richard. He would not abandon Emmanuel Lutheran Church, my mom, my brother, my brother. I don't have a brother. I have a brother-in-law. My sister, my family. He would not abandon this world. He would continue to work through his servants. And that's an especial big piece of peace of mind as you're looking down that gun, to know that God not only has you in his hand, but everyone else as well. For a child of God, it is a no-lose situation, or as business likes to call it, a win-win situation. To die is to see the glory of God, to live is to Christ, and it is up to God to make that choice, not us. If it were up to us, we would be like Paul. He says, it's too difficult a decision for me to make. I'm too hard-pressed. I couldn't do it. But God will, when it comes that time for you to look down that barrel. Just remember, to live is Christ, to die is gain. Either way, you win the prize that Christ has won for you, eternal life. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life which is everlasting. Amen.